Origami was once the traditional art of folding paper into ornate shapes, and it's now inspiration for the next generation of cyborgs. Robotics expert Sam Felton has built a real-life transformer that starts life as a flat piece of plastic. Then, with the application of heat, it bends itself into a shape and can even crawl around. Greer Jackson investigates.
One of the great things about origami is it is capable of very complex structures. And theoretically, origami can produce almost anything that you could want to use.
So what have you designed and built?
So we've built a self-folding crawling robot that can fold itself completely autonomously. It starts off looking like a roughly rectangular flat sheet, almost like the outline of a robot. And then once it folds itself, it looks more like the origami pattern of a bug or a crab.
Why? What was the inspiration behind your design?
So we were originally interested in making robots that were as cheap and quick to build as possible. We call this printable manufacturing. The idea is that you could make a robot as easily as you could print a Word document. And we started by looking at origami because origami can produce a wide range of structures and devices. But at the same time, producing flat sheets is very inexpensive. And so you can print your inexpensive flat sheet and then fold it up into the desired machine. However, we found the limiting factor here was the time it took to actually fold these machines into place. For our experienced users, it would take about an hour for our first robotic designs to be folded up. So we wanted to find a way to automate that process and make robots that fold themselves.
How long do they take to fold?
This robot takes 4 minutes to fold.
And how exactly does it work? How does it fold?
So along each fold, we have what's called a hinge. And the entire composite consists of two layers of shape memory polymers, which is sold as a child's toy called Shrinky Dinks. And this toy, when it's heated to a certain temperature, about 200 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius, shrinks by 50%. And we bond this to two sheets of paper. So when the shape memory polymer shrinks, it pulls on the paper, causing it to fold over at these hinges. And we trigger this folding through heated resistive circuits, and we supply these circuits with electricity. It heats up that area, causing the shape memory polymer to shrink and pull on the paper, causing it to fold.
So when it's heated, it shrinks. Does that mean you end up with a robot that's much, much smaller than when you first started out?
Not quite. So the natural mechanism of this shape memory polymer is to shrink, but once we bond it to the paper, it keeps it from shrinking completely. Instead, what it does is pull on it, almost similar to how your muscle in your arm. The muscle itself only shrinks, but because it's attached to two sides, your forearm and your upper arm, it causes the whole arm to bend instead.
What uses could it have in the future?
In addition to our idea of making robots quickly and cheaply, there's a lot of opportunities for building things where humans can't go. We could use it for building structures in disaster zones or sending in rescue robots. Personally, I like the idea of sending up a ream of flat sheets into space where they could turn themselves into satellites.
So what's the next generation of these origami robots? What are they going to look like?
Well, we're trying to do two things and effectively expand the range of what we can build, both changing the geometries and the scales, as well as changing how we create the self-folding. On the scales, I'll actually be presenting in a couple weeks on folding simple objects that are 10 times as small. And at that scale, there's a whole different set of challenges, but we use different materials. Instead of paper, we use aluminum. And instead of Shrinky Dinks, we use heat shrink wrap, just like the kind you'd find in a supermarket.
And why are you trying to build something smaller and smaller and smaller? Do you have an application in mind?
Well, practically, we think it might be useful for building tiny robots. We've actually done other folding-inspired research before in our lab. We called it pop-up book MEMS, where we could build centimeter-scale robots from multiple sheets that pop up into their final form. And so I think we could combine self-folding with these pop-up geometries. But it's also an academic question, because theoretically, origami can fold anything. But what does that mean practically? Can we actually create things that self-fold into anything?
And can you?
Well, we're working on it, but it's getting better and better every day.
That was robotics expert Sam Felton from Harvard.